The Committee on Natural Resource and Water will come to order without objection. We're going to begin as a subcommittee, and I would urge the members of the committee who aren't yet here to please arrive so we can get done with our business quickly. We have two items. One pursuant to Senate Rule 2910 is Senate Bill 899 by Senator Simidian, dealing with fishing gear. So, Senator Simidian.
This is,
for the record, the only thing that's derelict is the gear, Mr. Medina. So.
Tell us the hook here.
Well, Mr. Chairman, in March of last year, the Ocean Protection Council unanimously approved a resolution on preventing and reducing marine debris. This measure responds to some of the issues raised in that resolution. It authorizes Fish and Game to accept funds from certain entities to establish and implement a fishing gear loss prevention and recovery program or support an existing program. It requires by 2010 for the Fish and Game to include a toll-free number and a website on fishing licenses and brochures so that people will know where to report abandoned fishing gear. It requires that lost fishing gear be reported and requires OPC to maintain or support a database of known derelict fishing gear. And to prioritize that for removal, and it requires all traps and trawl nets to be tagged or coded. And finally, if DFG does not have sufficient personnel available to carry out the bill's requirements, they can contract for those purposes. All of this is created under SB 899. It builds off a successful pilot program at UC Davis back in 2005. That pilot program created a web-based reporting system and a toll-free hotline, and since April of 2006, the California Lost Fishing Gear Recovery Project has retrieved more than 20,000 pounds of gear from around the Channel Islands alone. I would respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Very good. Witnesses in support of the measure.
Good afternoon, Chair and members of the committee. My name is Sonia Diaz, and I'm here representing Heal the Bay, the sponsors of SB 899. One of the primary ocean-based sources of marine debris is derelict fishing gear, which is lost or abandoned fishing gear. It drifts and continues to trap and entangle marine life. Most fishing nets are made from synthetic fibers, mostly plastic, that may take hundreds, if not thousands of years to degrade, and making this gear persistent floating death traps.
Okay.
This gear can also damage or threaten.
Go ahead. Finish your test just briefly, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We got to get back to the floor. Is there opposition on the measure?
Mr. Chairman, the only opposition came in an August 7th letter from Department of Fish and Game, and we had amendments on August 8th, which we hope respond to most of the issues that they
raised. Is DFG here today, represented here today? If not, okay.
May I ask, Mr. Chairman, what's the penalty for not getting rid of your fishing gear?
I was going to say, we don't have penalties articulated in the bill, ma'am.
So it's merely to say it's your responsibility to take care of this.
That's right. And we have timelines in the bill over 10, 11, and 12 that identify when these things are required.
This is out of character for Mr. Simidian because it's permissive, it's not regulatory, and it doesn't have a fishing gear deposit fund on it.
Well, Mr. Machado, I wanted to track the fishing gear by RFID, but I decided that I'd already done enough bills in that subject matter. So.
Very, very, very good. All right. Well, why don't we, before we proceed, I allow you to finish here, let's call a quorum here. Call the roll for quorum.
Senator Steinberg?
Here.
Hollingsworth?
Here.
Cogdill? Kehoe?
Here.
Kuehl? Machado?
Here.
Marguette?
Here.
Megden?
Here.
All righty. Good. If you want, Ms. Diaz, if you want to complete your testimony. Thank you.
SB 899 allows the state to partner with and build upon successful efforts, such as the one at UC Davis. And we have been working closely with the folks at UC Davis on this bill and also have support from commercial fishermen's associations.
Very good.
So derelict fishing gear does not obey state lines, and California must do its part.
Very good. Next witness.
Christian Foy on behalf of the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach in strong support.
Very good. Thank you. Next witness.
Bernadette Del Caro with Environment California in support.
Thank you very much. Anybody else in support? Any opposition? If not, any questions from the members? I know that Senator Marguette, Senator Hollingsworth just walked in. Do you want to take a breath and look at the bill? Okay? Senator Marguette, you all right?
Yes.
Okay, please call the roll on the bill.
Mr. Chairman, just if I apologize, yes. Just because the members did walk in, I did want to say 53-23 vote out of the Assembly, including bipartisan support, and the opposition that had existed from Fish and Game, which I just mentioned to the other members, was on August 7th prior to the amendments we took on August 8th. I apologize for double-dipping on that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Very good.
Senator Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye. Hollingsworth? Hollingsworth, no. Cogdill? Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Kuehl? Machado?
Aye.
Machado, aye. Marget?
Aye.
Marget, aye. Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye.
All right, the bill has five votes. We'll keep it on call in case any members show up here. This bill will go back to the Senate floor for consideration of the bill as it was amended in the Assembly.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senators and staff and witnesses. Assemblymember Brownlee, AJR 66, Fishery Management. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. In 2006, Congress approved the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act, which mandates an end to overfishing starting in 2010. Assembly, this resolution, 66, urges the National Marine Fishery Service to strengthen fishery management guidelines and to set annual catch limits based on scientific rules and consequences if too many fish are caught. California's beaches and the Pacific Ocean are important resources for recreation and vital components to California's economy. Ocean ecosystems are vital and vulnerable places. When fish stocks fall, it has profound negative effects on the rest of the ocean's animals and to California's economy. This is about protecting and enhancing fisheries off California's coast, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Bill has been moved. Are there witnesses in support of this measure?
Environment California, Bernadette Del Caro with Environment California. We are in strong support of this bill. Passing a strong resolution to the federal government will go a long way in making sure that we get strengthening of this bill, this act. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Witnesses sitting on the fence? Okay. All right. Questions from the members. Senator Hollingsworth.
Aren't these NIMS regulations that you're referring to, haven't they already been passed and they're being implemented as we speak?
I don't think that they have been. I think most of them have. I think they've been under discussion. There are some that have passed. I don't think that they have all been implemented.
Aren't they proposed in the Federal Register and they're in the comment period?
I'm sorry?
They're proposed regulations in the Federal Register and they're in the one-year period before they become final. Is that correct? So essentially we're asking them to do something they're already planning on doing.
Yeah, and essentially it's not too late for California to issue a strong statement urging the federal government to implement these regulations.
They're planning on doing it through the proposal in the Federal Register.
And every time, and there's always room for them to do a better job.
You're right. They were published on June 9th, 2008, and there have been some public hearings, but I don't think that they have all been finalized yet.
Thank you.
All right. Is there a motion on the measure?
Motion
by Senator Migdon. Please call the roll.
Senator Steinberg?
It.
Sorry, it was, you know,
I
you know what, I have my preferences, okay?
I haven't gone unnoticed. See, we get to express our preferences next tomorrow.
Oh, gee.
Senator Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye. Hollingsworth?
No.
Hollingsworth, no. Cogdill? Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Kuehl? Machado?
Aye.
Machado, aye. Marget?
No.
Marget, no. Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye.
Bill has four votes. We're going to need a couple other members of the committee to get the bill up. But members are free to go back to the floor or do whatever they will do. Thank you all very much, Assemblymember. We'll all wait around. Okay, we are still in session here, still in committee. Senator, if we could, Senator Kuehl, do you need a moment to take a breath?
Just looking at the authors, I'm sure.
sure that everything's fine.
Okay. We can give you the, we'll lift the call on Senate Bill 1, Senate Bill 899 by Senator Smitty and dealing with derelict fishing gear. Yes, he did.
Senators Cogdill, Kuehl.
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. That bill has sufficient votes.
Okay, and the file item 2, which is AJR 6060 in the fishery management by Assemblymember Brownlee, please call the absent members.
Senators Cogdill, Kuehl.
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. That bill has sufficient
votes. That bill has sufficient votes. We'll allow Senator Cogdill as leader of his caucus to add on.
Yeah, he did with the paper.
To both bills. Okay.
I'm serious. I want.
There's nothing further to come before the committee.
Oh, you're ready.